Tomorrow, Saudi Arabian blogger Raif Badawi will be led from prison and publicly flogged in a public square in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, for the second week in a row. And people around the world are asking, where's the outrage? They point out that even as Saudi Arabia condemned the attack on satirical journalists last week, Badawi was receiving his first flogging. He's sentenced to 10 years in prison and 1,000 lashes to be meted out over the next 19 weeks because he used his blog to question and poke fun at the autocratic country, the central role of religion, and among other things, the ban on Valentine's Day. Stephen Hawkins is executive director of Amnesty International in Washington. And Stephen, as you know, the UN is appealing to King Abdullah to pardon Badawi. But what is Amnesty International doing? What can you do?
Well, the U.S. government has a strategic partnership with Saudi Arabia's repressive monarchy that really involves billions of dollars in arms and oil sales. We as U.S. residents and citizens, we have a responsibility to speak out, and our voices can have an impact. We have a situation where the State Department last week called on the Saudi authorities to cancel the flogging and review Mr. Badawi's case and his sentence. However, that same State Department, less than 24 hours later, was warmly praising secretaries Kerry's long and growing relationship with King Abdullah. And we at Amnesty do not see that as the kind of pressure that we need here. President Obama must condemn this repression instead of the mixed signals that the State Department is sending out at this time.
Well, of course, that's what you're calling for. But as you said, Saudi Arabia is a U.S. ally. It's a huge oil supplier. It does fight ISIS in Syria. We remember the pictures of Saudi pilots after a bomb run. And there are those who see that as a real irony as well, because we remember that what happened in Paris was in part inspired by ISIS, the Islamic State. Badawi's wife is one who's asking, you know, what's the difference between what ISIS is doing and what Saudi Arabia is doing? Here she speaks through a translator on the BBC.
How can you see Saudi Arabia as a partner in fighting the Islamic State if it's doing the exact same actions, maybe in a different context, but it's the same? Lashing Raif in public is against humanity. He's just unhumanitarian.
Again, ISIS is known to not just lash people in public, but of course, beheadings. But how does the U.S., because it has Saudi Arabia in a as a partner in a fight against ISIS, and it has in a partner in oil, what is the leverage?
Well, the U.S. cannot ignore what Saudi Arabia is doing. This is a vicious and cruel punishment that is being handed out on Mr. Badawi. He is a prisoner of conscience. He's being imprisoned and punished solely for his peaceful expressions of his beliefs. And his case is really part of a much bigger pattern of Saudi oppression in the name of security. There have been countless other activists, bloggers, critics, and academics who've all fallen prey to the monarchy's ruthless campaign to silence peaceful activists in Saudi Arabia. The U.S. really has a responsibility here to speak out and to speak out and challenge even its strategic partners.
Well, meanwhile, we are hearing of what's happening, what happened last Friday, what's expected to happen tomorrow, 50 lashes in the public square. His face is not covered. He seems to be in extreme pain. I mean, what do you think? I mean, this is going to go on for, as we said, 19 weeks. Do you think that Saudi Arabia can bear up under, as more and more people see this?
Well, you know, Mr. Badawi himself may not be able to withstand
bear,
it.
Yeah.
His wife has told Amnesty that she fears that her husband may not be able to physically withstand even the second round of lashes. This punishment may very well kill him.
Well, his lawyer has also been sentenced to 15 years in prison because of criticism of human rights abuses. So it feels as if every outlet, you know, you hire a lawyer to defend you in Saudi Arabia and the lawyer is imprisoned for defending you on on human rights abuses. So what other means might there be here?
Well, the key means have to be the continued pressure that U.S. citizens and residents bring to bear on our State Department, on President Obama, to condemn what the practice is here in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi authorities are determined to crush all forms of dissent within the country, and we must stand against that kind of repression.
Stephen Hawkins, executive director of Amnesty International, as a blogger in Saudi Arabia, will be flogged publicly again tomorrow. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.